From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Salt. It's so common, we hardly think about it. But salt is a vital ingredient for the function of our nerves, muscles, and organs. Humans used to get their salt from eating wild meat. But as we began to rely on agriculture, adding salt to our diets became more important. For cultures that live near the sea, getting salt was easy. But the farther inland humans lived, the more salt became a scarce commodity. Wars were fought over access to it, and salt mines, when they were discovered, were strategic resources. Salt reserves form when seas dry up, and their salt is left behind as thick layers. Salt is different than any other sediment layer. It flows like glaciers at the Earth's surface and forms giant salt domes underground. As early as 3500 BC, a salt reserve was found in Poland. It became a center of commerce, and eventually the city of Krakow was built on top of it. By 1200 AD, miners had dug the mine more than 1,000 feet down to include nearly 2,000 chambers. The miners began to build religious chapels in them, especially where there had been accidents. The grandest chapel has furniture, statues, and even chandeliers, all carved from salt. The chapels are now a UNESCO World Heritage Site, so if you're ever in Krakow, be sure to observe a quiet, if not salty, moment. I'm Scott Tinker, reminding you that even the most common things on Earth can still hold surprises.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin. EarthDate is researched by Julie Hennings, written by Harry Lynch, and distributed by Mark Blunt and Casey Walker. For more stories, follow us on Facebook or visit earthdate.org.